But Eric the Red, Carsteria, is our only business.
Excuse me, please. At Eric the Red, Carsteria is our only business.
At Eric the Red, Carsteria is our only business.
At Eric the Red, Carsteria is our only business.
At Eric the Red, Carsteria is our only business.
And Eric the Red, Carsteria is our only business. Beepy Caca.
At Eric the Red, Carsteria is our only business. And for those of you on drugs,
at Eric the Red, Carsteria is our only business.
At Eric the Red, Carsteria is our only business.
At Eric the Red, Carsteria is our only business. I'm sorry, I'll have to take that back.
At Eric Red, stereo car business only.
At Eric the Red, cars. At Eric the Red, cars. You know what I'm talking about. That's okay, though.
I love you, and say hello to Squeaky. And all little kids. Yes, boys and girls, hello, hello. It's time to say hello. Today we're going to read from a special book, The Marquis de Sade. Oh, he cried as he thrust his male cruelty towards her. Well, that's enough to get most little boys going. Now we've got to go. I've got to leave you now. But have a good day, okay? And come back to my neighborhood tomorrow. And don't bring any adults. Just come by yourself and take off all your clothes at the door. And we'll play human car wash, okay? And I've got to leave you. But remember the words of a long, long, long time ago philosopher, Mr. Nietzsche, when he said, life is nothing. That should bum your day out. Take care. I'll see you later. Oh, here's some people at the door in coats, and they're come to take me away. I've got to leave my...
Okay, we're ready now. Flash menu. Hi, this is Flash Pioneer. We're at Eric the Red's in Chula Vista, and we're interviewing people to see why they come to Eric the Red. Oh! It's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Look, it is. It's finally the ultimate contact between an alien race and ourselves. It's that. Yes, everyone's running outside the store and looking up. It's happening now. Oops, a small beam of light is coming down. It's. Yes. They're. Yes, it's a small creature. He's walking towards me. I will be the first man to make contact with another alien culture.
Hello. Why have you come to Eric the Red's?
I speak your language, Turkey. No need to talk down to me. We have come here for an ultimate car stereo deal. What we are curious about is if these car stereos can adapt to Imazibab or warp drive and can deal with hyperspace. If not, we will leave, because we've been jived many times before and only want the real thing.
I think we have them here.
Well, let's hope so. If not, we will have you scattered across the universe and your parts and entrails. Oops, I said it again. Why do I keep saying scatological things on the radio? It's my planet. We live off caca. Do you have any?
Let me try again. We'll get it right. Well, I got that one line.
Yep. That one line is so I could just maybe just give that one line, or do you want the whole thing in there? So you can splice that in. Okay. Let's go on then. We'll try and find something else new and exciting. The other one worked pretty well. I see we had the Peter Lorre, we've done that. Little Redneck, we did the quality thing, did the Lawrence Welk. What else? Let me see. Jacques Cousteau. Oh yeah. I want to do the Mellow character again. And try him, just for the hell of it.
Hi, this is Flash Pioneer, and we're down here at Eric the Red's in Pacific Beach. Oh, we're going to interview some people right now to see why they came down to Eric the Red. Oh, to Eric the Red. Yeah, let me take it all back, because these damn rented lips are screwing up on me again. Here we go, take two. If I don't get it this time, my career is over. So here we go, take two. Hi, this is Flash Pioneer, and we're down here at Eric the Red's in Pacific Beach, and we're asking people why they came here for that fantastic car stereo deal. You, sir, what's your name? Wow, Life. That's an incredible name, Life. And why are you here?
Why am I here?
Wow, reality, what a concept. I'm here, man, for a car stereo, and my old lady Moon and my children Mars and Phobos, we all would really like to get behind an incredible car stereo deal. Oh, what would you really be interested in? Well, I've heard that, man, they have a lifetime service guarantee, and that's really incredible, but what I want to know is if they have things for afterlife in case I'm reborn, and I would really dig to have a stereo if in case I come back like as a caterpillar, man, be really far out and I could get out of my cocoon and fly. Can you dig it, man? I'm not really tripping because drugs don't affect me, but, you know, I'm really having a far-out time here and watching the walls melt. Thank you for being here, life. We'll catch you in just a little while, but thanks for coming down for that incredible car stereo deal. Sound exciting? We'll catch you in just a little while. Oh, look, someone's... Yes, we're still here at Pacific Beach, and... Yes, this is Flash Pioneer at Eric. Wait.
Isn't it lifetime service agreement rather than lifetime service guarantee?
Service agreement. Okay. I'll try it again. Let me just... I want to try that character again. What I'm trying to get is a hook on him. Craig Pioneer? All right. Flash Pioneer. Hey, if you've heard that new quadraphonic sound system, you probably can't hear me now. I want to do a whole takeoff on all those things. I said, tired of all that jive, come on down to Eric the Red. Just the plain, fantastic car stereo you've been looking for. Hi, I won't do that. Hi, this is Flash Pioneer. You want us a fantastic car stereo? Yes, we're talking so fast we can't even understand this. But that's okay. If you heard the Pioneer speakers, we've got those and many, many more. Hey, come on down. Hey, we have this deal. If you heard the quadraphonic speakers, yeah, you probably can't hear us now. That's right, I'm talking so fast because I'm on speed. Hey, come on down. Tired of all that? Come on down to Eric the Red. The straight shoot. That's right. Okay, sounds like a junkie. Wow, I'll be right down. Why are you here? I don't know. Oh, I'm going to try my wino character. That'd be good. He'll be down at Pacific Beach. Chula Vista. Chula Vista? Oh, yeah. Okay.
I came for a car stereo.
No, you don't lie to me. You can't afford a car stereo.
I can. Wouldn't it be funny if I was Howard Hughes and there's your job, Turkey?
But he's dead.
Oh, trick or treat.
Yeah. What can I do with the wino? Better save tape just a second. Let me think for 1 second.
Well, we got tape.
Okay, I just don't want to waste your tape. How about an old timer? An old timer. I remember. Oh, yeah. I remember when we were back in the 70s, we used to, when we wanted to get down, we'd go to a place, what was it? It was Eric the Red, crazy Norseman with a mean curve. He had a lifetime service guarantee. I still got mine. Took it back. I've had it for 58 years. Store's not there now, neither is California, but it doesn't matter. I've still got the guarantee. Now, you can go to Eric the Red's in Denver near the coast. It's nice. You can surf there, and I have a little condominium on the beach. Eric the Red's, I remember them. The finest quality stereo. You can take a glass bottom tour of San Diego now and see where they used to be. It's nice there. It's nice. I gotta go. I've run out of methadone to feed the pigeons so they won't come back.
You can use that on the FM.
Yes, that was Amadeus Lobachevsky and the Sacred Bowel Movement. Yes. This is late night programming. We'd like to have now for the... No one move.
Let's see. Try the alien.
Yeah, one more sip. One more Coke.
Don't take this one.
He's on hailing frequency, Captain. Thank you, Uhuru.
So I'll beam down, okay?
Captain, we've finally contacted the planet Earth again. Thank you, Spock.
Oh, that sounded like Spock to us.
This is David Frost. Today we'd like to talk about clones. Good evening, David. Thank you, David. Let's see.
Trying to just think about how to get them down to the planet.
Captain! It won't work, sir.
Jim, she's dead.
I know that, Bones. She's still walking. I don't care, Jim. I'm a doctor, not a busboy.